Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and
Mormons. What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise here at the almighty CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, atop of the soon-to-be asbestos-free building in the Student Union building here at the University of British Columbia campus. Luke Meat here on the mic. Fairly cool stuff to go through for you today. We got a whole pile of new stuff. Some good Canadian stuff, some folky kind of stuff, some drone stuff. And speaking of the drone stuff, that's the first thing we're going to focus on today. Something very cool happened last night at the Heritage Hall, Tuesday, March 4th. Music on Main, fantastic series in our great city, focuses on modern avant-garde composers. Last night, the Music on Main series presented Terry Riley's In C. Terry Riley, a very, very influential composer in the late 20th century. In C is a musical piece which requires about 35, if desired, people and musicians. It consists of 53 short numbered musical phrases. Each phrase may be repeated an arbitrary number of times. Each musician has control over which phrase he or she plays, and the players are encouraged to play the phrases starting at a different time, even if they're playing the same phrase. And the performance directions state that the musical ensemble should try to stay within two or three phrases of each other. And they must be played in order, even though some phrases can be skipped. The drone functions as a metronome and is referred to as the pulse. The impact that NC has made in conventional 20th century music like rock and roll is tons of pop artists, namely Bob O'Reilly and Don't Get Fooled Again by The Who. Big influence there. The Music on Main series, I always forget that it happens and I always forget to tell you about it. You can get your spring subscription to Music on Main. You will save 21% on single tickets, and you can check it out at www.tickets-tonight.ca. So we're going to hear In C by Terry Riley, but we're going to put a neat little noise angle on it. We're going to hear Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFOs version of In C, where they take their wonderful twisted Japanese psychedelic approach to Terry Riley's classics. So for the next 20 minutes, you'll be hearing Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFO with In C.
Thank you.
Acid Mother's Temple doing their rendition of In C, the Terry Riley modern classical classic, if you will, available on Eclipse Records. And they're going to be here, Acid Mother's Temple, April 4th at Pat's Pub. And that's just going to be amazing. And stay tuned in the next couple weeks. We will be giving away tickets. And there probably will be, you know, an Acid Mother's Temple spotlight and all that kind of stuff. So if you're a fan of completely twisted psychedelic rock, you do not want to miss that. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're going to move into some different sonic territory now. A little bit of kind of the bent acoustic world. I don't want to call it folk or freak folk because I don't think it really fits with some of the stuff you're going to hear. But we're going to start off with one of the originators of the weird sounding kind of psychedelic strumming, Ed Askew. Started out with his first band, Gandalf and the Motor Pickle, and broke off and released his only recognized album, Ask the Unicorn. His follow-up, Little Eyes, was recorded immediately after Ask the Unicorn, but unfortunately, the record label ran out of money. Thanks to the kind folks at Distill Records, they have re-released this amazing classic, and Ed Askew's main instrument is called the tipple, which is described as a 10-string instrument shaped like a baritone ukulele. This is an absolutely beautiful track. It's called Little Eyes on a Noise.
Believer in days as I blunder and no wonder wanted out. A child of mine, chasing around. It's raining in our theater. Child of mine racing out, and it makes me sigh. So that is where she goes.
Must obey, obey your fun and games.
And a little bit of an acoustic set to start your afternoon off. It's a gorgeous day out. Why not? You just heard something by Harris Newman from Montreal, Quebec. If you are a musician in Montreal and have recorded anything, chances are you've had Harris Newman engineer it for you. At least that's what most of the music that's coming out of the recorded music coming out of Montreal would have you believe. Harris Newman is the engineer extraordinaire, but also he's a damn fine picker. His newest album is called Decorate. That track was called Anamnesis. Figure that one out. On Strange Attractors Audio House, fantastic label out of Portland, Oregon. Before that, we had a couple of aging alternative icons, if you will, there. Thurston Moore, off of last year's solo effort, Trees Outside the Academy. Fantastic record. Silver Blue was the name of that track. And one of the 15 albums that Robert Pollard put out last April. But he did release two albums on the same day. Coast to Coast Carpet of Love and Standard Gargoyle Decisions. You heard something off of Coast to Coast there. Penumbra was the name of that track. Both out on Merge Records. Get him before he releases five more today. And if he keeps on releasing music like this, I don't know what's going to happen to his brain. It's just going to empty one of these days. And then we start off there with some crazy killer psych folk. Ed Askew, Little Eyes, new release out. Well, not a new release, but a new reissue out on Distill Records. So we start off with a kind of an acoustic set. We are now going to dedicate this set of music to the over-distorted guitar. little bit of Distorto for you there in the last set. Mainliner, you just heard their Imaginative Plane, a virtual supergroup from Japan featuring Kawabata Makoto from Acid Mother's Temple, who we started off with, Ashihito Nanjo on bass from High Rise, and the drummer, I don't know which drummer from The Ruins it is, so I'm not going to, libel myself by giving you the wrong name, but one of the drummers from The Ruins. And Imaginative Plane, you heard the title track there, Imaginative Plane. Very, very, very great stuff. Their concept behind playing so loud is the fact that that is loud music for people who live in tiny apartments in Japan who can't turn up their music very loud, so they just made it louder for you. Before that, one of my favorite albums of the year so far, Time's New Viking. Definitely one of my favorite band names of the year. But the new one, Rip It Off, it's called, on Matador Records. You heard Faces on Fire. And man, these kids just do not know how to turn it down. And that's why I love them. And it even says the nerve to say, please play loud on the liner notes there. And then we started off there with an absolute classic, one of my favorite songs of all time, Husker Du, Zen Arcade, Chartered Trips, a must own in any decent record collection. And caller called in, reminded me, yes, Bob Mould from Husker Du is coming to our fair city at the end of March, I believe. And I've seen him a few times. Very, very good. And he's actually starting to do Husker Du tracks now. So that's quite nice. Moving on into some different sonic territory. I was surfing around on the interweb. And okay, all right. I was Googling myself. Okay, got a problem with that? All right, anyways. And I was very happy to see that these local guys have acknowledged the fact that in the ad for this show, I use this band. I'm talking about the Doopobs. If you, I don't know if they play that often, but they did play CITR Shindig this year, and they were one of the most enjoyable things I've seen at a Shindig in a real long time. Pure, pure art damage, and their album is called Drop the Coin, and we're going to hear something by the Doopobs, and then a couple of artists that I think kind of fit into the same vein of the kind of genre that the Doopobs like to embrace. This is the Doopobs with Cop Toilet Looking to Become a Storage Mechanism.
Some important stuff. This song is called, what is this song called? Called Cop Toilet. Sees a girl on the highway.
Come on, man. Gotta do the law. living no more. I just came from the coffin cold. I'll cope with her goddamn death butt. Which one of you guys gave my daughter the dope? Oh, come on, one of you fucking coke addicts. Own up and tell me. Tell me how to cope. You cope with a close casket full of doped up daughter dope. Okay, which one of you fucking addicts gave my daughter the dope? One of you measly bastards is gonna pay, I tell you. Don't tell me to cope. How the fuck do you cope with a 10-year-old daughter's life is fucking snuffed? My wife just had an operation too, so I wanna ask which one of you creeps gave my daughter the dope? This ain't no fucking soap opera. This is my goddamn daughter's life you were talking about. I wanna know which one of you bastard dogs gave my daughter the dope. It ain't no miracle raising her up from the grave, but I'm gonna try. Which one of you? Oh, give my brother the dope.
My sister Jan is a ballet dancer, and she takes ballet lessons, and she's really good. I've seen her dance. She dances really good. And she's in high school, and she's got a boyfriend, and she's really smart. And she's going to go to the college soon, because she's smart. I'm the stupid one. My brother Don is real smart. He works in an art gallery, and he's really nice, and he's got a bright future ahead of him because he's really smart. And he went to college, and he's real smart. I'm the stupid one. And then there's my sister Sharon. Sharon's sort of pregnant right now, but she's still really nice and smart. And she's smart, and they're going to get married, I think. She and her boyfriend, Bush, are going to get married because they're really nice and they'll have nice kids. And I don't think they're going to go to college, but they're still really nice people. I'm the stupid one. Brother JB, he's really nice. He's sort of a pederast, but he's still a really, I don't know, I think he's in college, but I think he's gay, but he's still a real, JB is still really nice, and I guess I'm just the stupid one.
Yes, incredibly stupid. The Happy Flowers with I'm the Stupid One. We'll go through everything that you heard right after these important messages.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get in. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Marty Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeedy. Let's go through what you heard there. You're listening to a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke meets the name, and we had some extremely... stupid music. But I mean that in the nicest, good-natured way. Happy Flowers, you heard there, off of I Crush Bozo. What a fantastic group that have just been long forgotten. I had some friends over on Friday, and one of the guests' first thing he went for in my record collection was the Happy Flowers section. We listened to a few of them and just realized, my God, what a brilliant band. Happy Flowers out on the Homestead Records label. 1988, that goes all the way back to, wow, it sounds utterly timeless, doesn't it? Then we had The Frogs off of My Daughter the Broad. What a wonderful little record. I don't know what the hell Matador was thinking when they released these guys, but some very, very, there's something in here to offend pretty much everyone. And you heard Which One of You Gave My Daughter the Dope. And then we started off there with some local art damage, The Doopobs. Their album is called Drop the Coin, and just Google them. Check them out at dupobs.ca, I think it is, but just D-U-P-O-B-S. Stick that into your Google engine and see what happens. And it does have their actual, a video of their live performance at Shindig, and I guarantee it will not fail to entertain. Coming up in this next set, some cover music, some very warped versions of cover songs. We're going to start off with something that came out last week from Omaha, Nebraska, all the way back to 1981. I got loads of calls on this last week. There's no way you can sit on the fence with these guys. You either like it or you hate it. This is The Better Beatles with their rendition of Paperback Writer.
So I want to be a paperback writer.
a paperback writer. Paperback writer. It's 1,000 pages, give or take a few. I'll be writing more in a week or two.
In life for free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money. Get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money. Yeah.
directions follow. It should not appear between the speakers in a correctly tuned system.
Three very unique versions of fairly well-known tunes there. This is The Scenics off of a new album called How Does It Feel to Be Loved? The Scenics play The Velvet Underground, and this is their take on, of course, What Goes On. Recorded live to two-track cassette all around the years of 1977 to 81 in Toronto, Canada. Scenics, kind of a post-punk, fairly groovy art rock band, grouped together with bands like the Diodes and that kind of scene. Pretty cool stuff. Out now at finer record stores. Before that, of course, the classic, The Flying Lizards, off their self-titled album. The whole record is actually flawless. They kind of get written off as a one-hit wonder just for that tune. Money, of course. Barry Gordy classic. But the whole record, fantastic. And you shouldn't pay more than $2 for it, but it's worth every penny. And then we started off there with The Better Beatles. And kind of The Better Beatles, the Flying Lizards come to mind when I hear this Better Beatles album. A couple of art school kids in Omaha, Nebraska in 1981 decided to deconstruct 10 Beatles songs. And like I said, you either love it or you hate it. I still don't know what I am, actually, even though I said you can't be either or. Either way, some upcoming news. Okay, yeah, these guys are supposed to be in town tonight. They are not. They can't make it into Canada due to weather restraints, constraints, whatever. So if you have tickets to see Atlas Sound, I'm afraid you're not going. So you may as well stay home and watch Top Model. Until then, here's some Atlas Sound for you. the sound there. Sadly canceled show tonight due to weather restraints. What can you do? The new album is called Let the Blind Lead Those Who Can See But Cannot Feel. And you heard Recent Bedroom on that track, and that's on Cranky Records. Of course, the main mastermind behind Atlas Sound is Bradford Cox, the thinnest man in the world and leader of Deer Hunter. And we had him on the show, actually, last year. And quite a good, well-intentioned young kid there. Stay tuned. We've got, the afternoon yak coming up for you. 1 o'clock, we've got the Green Majority, and 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! And then back to some music at 3 o'clock with Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, 6:30. It is the first Wednesday of the month, so that means it is And Sometimes Why with Miko. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. We're going to finish with the Nurse with Wound list, and we do play this band quite a lot, but we're going to close because they sent us something new. The Nihilist Spasm Band from London, Ontario, the world's first noise band, has released their performance at the Western Front, October 14th, 2005. So we're going to hear some Nihilist Spasm Band, and then right at 1 o'clock, we'll be here to greet, to see you off. This is one of my favorite tracks by them. This is No Canada.
No Canada. No Canada, home of the beaver, home of the maple leaf, animals and vegetables. Oh, no, Canada, home of the brave, home of the Mountie, the RCMP. No, Canada, home of the snow, a cold country, home of the restrained, the shriveled, the worried. No, Canada!
We'll be right back.
London, Ontario's Nihilist Spasm Band, live at our very own Western Front Gallery, recorded October 14th, 2005, available now. You can find this on their website, and they'd be more than happy to sell you one. That was No Canada. And that just about does it for me. Thanks for all the calls, and thanks for listening, and stay tuned. We have the Green Majority coming up next, and until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya! You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R.
Woo-hoo!
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby! No, I ain't lying to you! I'm only gonna tell you one time!
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo!
Hi there, I'm Paula Gunn Allen, American Indian poet, novelist, writer, poet. One of my favorite environmentally friendly habits is saving stuff from building projects or packaging and using it in art projects.